We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Get that gasoline. Get that gasoline.
Yeah, every day when I'm driving into the studio, I pass, 10 different petrol stations on, that sounded very European, petrol stations on Broad Street. And I just watched the prices go up over the last week. What are we at, $2.39 a gallon in a lot of these places? Dan McTeague is a senior analyst for GasBuddy.com. Why are the gas prices on the rise, Dan?
Well, John, has a lot to do with the fact that oil has moved from Christmas time when it was $42 a barrel all the way up to $59 a barrel. Now, it's sort of hugging at that level over the past couple of days, but many expect that by day's end we could move over $60 a barrel. And with that is gasoline futures, which have shot up about 40, 45 cents a gallon in that time. So these prices are now being passed on. Your national average is much closer to $2.59 a gallon. Just a month ago, we were down to the $2.30 a gallon range.
Mm-hmm. And help me understand how oil is priced, because you know the Trump administration is very proud of the fact that we're almost energy self-sufficient now. So and OPEC, can you give us the 30-second diagnostic about why these prices are rising overseas?
Well, they are rising overseas, and in fact, they're rising over here, a reflection of the fact that demand may be a little stronger than supply. Mm-hmm. With OPEC cutting back 1.2 million barrels a day, Russia joining into that fray of those trying to get a handle on the oversupply of oil. You have to go back really to November when the administration had promised full sanctions on Iran, and then at the last second delivered waivers to every major importer of Iranian oil, in essence, flooding the market. The Saudis and OPEC members felt that they had been betrayed, and so they're determined to see the level of oil production cut back to meet and to ensure that satisfies demand, so you don't wind up with an oversupply and oil crumbling or dropping back to $40 a barrel like we saw in and around Christmas. At this point, we can produce a lot more oil here in America, but the rest of the world isn't so willing to do it. And of course, we have problems with Venezuela, Iran, Nigeria. Canada has curtailed its amount of oil. So it looks like we're still in a bit of a wait-and-see approach. But for now, I think traders are saying this is the right price for, at least for oil, and robust demand for gasoline. We're getting back into our vehicles, and we're getting ready for that summer drive, which means it's going to be a little bit more expensive, as we'd suggested at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm. I figured they would correct it, because nobody who's in the oil business wants to, you know, suffer through another 6 months or more with those low prices. When I worked in the Senate, there was a lot of talk about how we couldn't get permitting for new refineries in the United States. Is that still a factor?
Well, it's a factor, but it's also perhaps outmoded by the reality that we can expand the existing refineries that we have. Hmm. I mean, many refineries may have started with a certain output, maybe 50, 100,000 barrels. They've since expanded, and of course, with that, it's the kind of investments that you make. Some refineries no longer run light sweet or don't prefer to use what we produce here in the U.S., but in fact are using heavier slates of oil, investments in advanced cokers to use heavier, cheaper oil. So the quantity, the number isn't as important. It's what you can do with your refinery that matters, the capacity, mm-hmm. and of course the utilization rates. If you can maintain a very high level of output, then of course you're going to meet the demand without having to take 10 years and go through all sorts of hurdles, not to mention the investments, the financial commitments that it takes to start from greenfields to building a new refinery.
Are our production levels in the United States high, or are we kind of sitting still?
Well, this time of year, we normally see production levels drop off a little bit as they switch over from winter to summer gasoline. The spec is changing right across the country as we speak. So you will see some turnaround times where, depending on the region of the country, you know, you could be as low as 84% and as high as 96%. Yeah. And so it really depends on the season, but everyone's ramping up for summer demand. And of course, that means we do see, and we are likely to see the EIA report, the weekly petroleum inventory report, show a bit of a draw both in gasoline and diesel if the American Petroleum Institute's prognostication is correct. If that happens, then expect a further increase in the price of both oil and, to a lesser extent, gasoline over the next several days.
That's frustrating. Remind me again about the difference between the winter blend and the summer blend. I think we've talked about this before, but I always forget it. What is the difference?
Well, I mean, look, in the summer, you don't want your gasoline to evaporate. In the winter, you want to make sure the gasoline works efficiently and you can get a decent spark and start your vehicle in colder temps.
Is that practical?
Are required to change. Yeah, I mean, and that's, you want to make sure that there are two real specs across the country, but there are many variations to that. Some to ensure that we don't add or contribute smog to the skyline. Thinking right. of Los Angeles, but there are many other jurisdictions. Houston does the same. What we are really looking at is a change in the composition and the blends of gasoline made for summer, which includes alkylates and other more expensive components. And in the winter, I'm not going to be a scientist about this, but very simple. We're replacing a lot of those more expensive components with things like butane, which is technically cheaper, but you certainly don't want to use butane in this middle of summer. As we all know from our days of using little Bic lighters, you know, butane can be very volatile, and of course in warmer temperatures can create unintended consequences.
Gotcha. All right. I appreciate that explanation, and I'll try to remember for next year, Dan. Dan McTeague, a senior analyst with GasBuddy.com. Looks like an expensive summer on the horizon for us. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.